In spring, when the rivers Minnehaha and Tenonis are swollen, the surrounding meadows and forests are flooded with floodwaters, which often last until the end of April. Occasionally, parts of the meadows are flooded in autumn, winter, or even summer. After the war, 1950, the Institute of Land Reclamation, which was set up after the war, began to look into the reclamation of the excessively wet and flooded areas of the lower reaches of the River Nemunas and the Delta area. In this context, a project for the reconstruction of the drainage systems of the flooded meadows was drawn up between 1950 and 1951, and the Alkapolder was installed in 1964. The Alkapolder is an artificial water regulation system that drains the area, allowing people to practice traditional farming, and at the same time creating excellent conditions for migratory waterfowl and wetland birds. The creation of the polders has radically changed the landscape of the Delta, with fewer natural floodplains and scrubland, but a significant increase in levelled, cultivated grassland, carved ditches, and a network of canals, many of which are lined by prominent polder embankments. The Alkapolder is one of the most important breeding sites for warblers. It is the artificially regulated flood water levels that provide favourable living conditions for these birds. The territory of the Alkapolder is adjacent to the Nemunas Delta Regional Park and is separated from it by the Tenonis River. Today, farmers graze their cows and mow according to the warblers' breeding schedules. This allows them to breed as many as twice a season, which is particularly important for this endangered species. The birds are found in Poland, Belarus, Ukraine, and Lithuania. Small populations have been found in Hungary, but despite efforts, the population has almost disappeared. It is presumed that the warblers did not return after flying to their wintering grounds. This situation has brought the realization that it's not enough to protect the breeding sites, but that additional measures must be taken to protect the migration route and wintering grounds. Here, the greater snipe also hunts at night in the meadows, and we can also see the snipe. The first birds to arrive at the Alkapolder are the little swans and the song swans, followed by the white-necked, greylag, tundra and greylag geese, and different species of ducks, such as the striped-headed pochard, the pintail duck, and the Eurasian teal, which finds shelter and feed. Later, when the Alkapolder is flooded with water, huge flocks of different terns fly in. Do you know this bird? A Lithuanian folktale, unfortunately very endangered.
Oi, grėžlė, grėžlė, lė mano, kur buvai šią vasarėlę? Lankoj, lankoj, šienelį grėbiau. Lankoj, lankoj, šienelį grėbiau. Už arklio pėdos sėdėjau, pro pradalį gėlę žiūrėjau. Grėblys, grėblys, man lizdą ardys, grėblys, grėblys, man lizdą ardys.
The Alkapolder is a very unique place where this endangered bird is also found. It is not for nothing that the song mentions human activity, which can contribute to the decline of birds. But there is always another way to protect them.